this snow removal was lousy, and you guys left, you know, 3 inches on the surface.
I'll never say that because I'm one of the people who gets my street plowed first.
Right.
So I'm never having a problem with it. I have a problem with the people parking on the street that shouldn't be there and causing the plow to go around it. That's not the city's fault. That's inconsiderate people.
You know why you get your street plowed first is I call him up and say, hey, get over to Don Rosen's house.
I know.
You know, he's a key constituent of mine, and he's on the radio. He's a radio personality.
I want his vote. David Mack, you're a great guest. What a good talker.
Thank you.
Always have a good time with you.
Yeah, we laugh a little bit and don't take life too seriously.
Yeah, thank you very much. David Mack, our 4th District Alder. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we've got tickets to give away to the Happy Together Tour coming to the State Fair. We're talking August already here.
Hey, I went to that one time.
Good show.
Yeah, it is.
My brother played with most of these groups. He was a guitarist for a lot of those groups.
Oh, wow.
When you said
played, I thought maybe on the playground, like you went to school with Jerry Seinfeld.
No, he played in their groups. All right, it's 8:01 here at WRJN. Let's check news, all right? Let's do it.
Local news and time.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now.
That's Mark Fogel, a teacher from Pennsylvania who went to Washington to thank the president last night after spending 3.5 years in a Russian prison for pot possession. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
Trump said the U.S. gave little to get Fogel back.
Not much. No, they were very nice. We were treated very nicely by Russia, actually.
White House National Security Advisor Michael Waltz called Fogel's release a show of good faith by Russia and a sign we're moving in the right direction to end the brutal and terrible war in Ukraine.
The Kremlin says a Russian prisoner was released from a U.S. jail today. A Gaza ceasefire may be hanging by a thread. CBS's Chris Livesay reports from Israel.
First, President Trump and then Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu upped the ante with an ultimatum. Release every last living hostage by Saturday or war will resume. It's a terrifying prospect for Palestinians as well as the families of the hostages.
Stormy weather sweeping states from the nation's midsection eastward. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Detroit, Chicago, you're getting it later on today and tonight in the form of some snow. Rain, sleet, and snow across parts of the Northeast. You'll get it too. And this will be a high impact storm again. Anywhere from 4 to 8 inches across that big swath of area, and they will have a difficult time plowing. I suspect schools will be closed there.
Analysts expect this hour's consumer price report to show inflation isn't going away, thanks in part to higher egg prices. Reporter Jason Brooks.
The CPI rose 2.9% in December, which was in line with estimates after stronger-than-expected gains the previous 2 months.
A confirmation vote's expected in the Senate this morning on Tulsi Gabbard, the president's pick to be National Intelligence Director. CBS's Christina Carrucco.
The expectation is that Gabbard is en route to getting confirmed. Now, we've heard from Senator Lisa Murkowski, who said she is going to vote in favor of confirming Tulsi Gabbard. We've also heard from Senator Susan Collins, who is also going to support Tulsi Gabbard.
Lots of first-timers on the list of nominees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Come on, baby!
83-year-old Chubby Checker, The Black Crows, and Fish have never gotten nods before.
Baby.
Oasis, Billy Idol, and Joe Cocker are among the other nominees.
What would you do if I said how to do?
Despite pressure on the hall, there are just 2 women nominated this year, Mariah Carey and Cyndi Lauper. The winners will be announced in April. S&P futures down 1. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Stand by for snow. A winter storm warning kicks in today, and the impact of it all has led to snow emergencies in Racine and Kenosha. Most schools have made the decision to close. That includes Racine and Kenosha Unified. The heaviest snow is expected later, with 5 to 9 inches currently expected. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine officials say they're working to improve snow removal efforts after facing criticism for the last time. A statement from the city of Racine says they've increased staffing. However, they're reminding people that plows prioritize main roads. A 36-year-old Illinois man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for a 2023 homicide in Racine that resulted in the death of his brother. Keshawn Butler had pleaded guilty to second-degree reckless homicide last year. A team of girls from Case High School has achieved a historic first. You can read more about that accomplishment at RacineCountyEye.com. Again, snow emergencies have been called in Racine and Kenosha, and most schools have made the call to close. We'll have more about that winter storm warning coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marquette gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles got a win at home, 68-58 over DePaul. Cam Jones, 19 points in the game, moved him to the number three all-time leading scorer in Marquette history. Stevie Mitchell was 17 for the Golden Eagles and 9 assists on what was the game plan for the first half.
We knew they were going to go zone because they did that last time, so we prepared a lot for that zone. And, you know, as the game went on, just sticking with what we were doing, I think in the first half we were driving it hard, but we were missing some shots. They have good players. They're contesting it. So I think we just were able to stick with what we were doing, even though the results necessarily weren't what we wanted in terms of finishing or making shots. And I just think that's a testament to, you know, our trust in each other, our trust in, you know, our coaches, and, you know, our coaches trusting us.
Marquette is now off until next Tuesday when they host Seton Hall. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some heavy snow on the way today. We could end up with 5 to 10 or more inches today through tonight, with the heaviest snow closer to the lake. Once you get west of I-41, those amounts will drop a little bit, but definitely a significant snow. 28 the high tonight, 15 tomorrow. The sun is back with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Watch the hard alcohol, kids. Hard alcohol is the only thing you put in your body that actually comes with a story. So you want some tequila? No, dude. The last time I had that. Doesn't have with anything else. You want some jelly beans? No. The last time I had jelly beans, ended up with my pants around my ankles, face down in the mall. Seriously, dude, I can't even smell the black ones. Just get them out of here. Getting drunk is fun. Having your girlfriend get more drunk than you, not that much fun. I'm trying to get her in the car at the end of the night. It's like trying to get a toddler back in the car after a day at the carnival, isn't it? Where are your shoes? What happened to your shoes? Just get in the car. Get in the car. Stop crying and get in the car. No, I don't hate you. We just have to go. I don't hate you. Did you wet your pants?
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, 811. Local news, Tampa hits WRJN. It's snowing right now. We got 3 to 5 inches of snow today with a high near 28. 1 to 3 inches tonight, lows 15. Becoming sunny with a high near 19 tomorrow. Right now it is snowing, 23 degrees here at Radio Park. I'm pretty sure no woman dreams that one day her prince will propose at a fast food place. Might even rank below Jumbotron proposals, for all I know. But if you're going to do it, you might as well get something out of it. So would you propose at a fast food restaurant on Valentine's Day? Most people said no. Would you do it if you can get free food at that fast food place for a year? The answer changed to maybe at that point. Hey, coming up, we've got tickets to give away this hour to the Happy Together Tour with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, the Cowsills. All at State Fair coming up August 10th. Your chance to win a pair of tickets coming up this hour. Right here, where you'll find local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You'll also find Billy Joe Royal down in the boondocks at WRJN.
Down in the boondocks.
It's WRJN, Billy Joe Royal down to the boondocks, 814. And, you know, the Happy Together Tour is back in 2025, bringing legendary artists from the 60s and 70s, like the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, the Cowsills, all together for an unforgettable live concert experience at State Fair Park, August 10th. 61 Billboard Top 40 hits amongst them. This nationwide tour has delighted audiences for a decade. Listen for your chance to win tickets this week with me right here at WRJN. And if you missed, by the way, if you don't get them this week, you can try again in April. We'll have some more tickets to give away. But right now, give me a call, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days with us, we'll give you a pair of tickets right now. Hi, what's your first name?
Tony.
Tony, you got tickets, Tony.
Oh, that's great.
You're fast on the phone, Tony. You remember
that?
You're fast on the phone. Remember the old days you had to dial that long, round disc on the phone, and you had your finger in the hole, and you got to keep turning it? Remember those old days?
I remember party lines.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Tony, hold on the line, okay?
I will.
Don't hold on. Tony gets a pair of tickets. We are calling from, by the way, Racine.
Well, right now I'm in Kenosha, but I live in Sturtevant.
Ah, Sturtevant. Okay. Hold on the line, Tony. I got the tickets waiting for you. It's and by the way, we'll have another pair of tickets to give away tomorrow morning and also Friday morning. So you have a pair of tickets to win each day to the Happy Together Tour coming to the State Fair on August 10th. It's 8:16, local news, timeless hits. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol, who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action here, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Love is in the air at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Spread kindness this February with the Love Chain Fundraiser. For just $1, add a link to the growing Love Chain, and every dollar collected will directly support Oak Ridge Care Center here in Union Grove. So, whether you're grabbing your favorite coffee or simply looking to brighten someone's day, be part of something special with Just Brew It on Main Street, because even the smallest acts of love can make the biggest impact. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. This Valentine's Day, sweeten the moment with a dessert they'll love. Warm their heart with cobbler fresh from the oven, paired perfectly with creamy vanilla bean ice cream. Or fall in love with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Comforting treats for a chilly winter's day. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me. Catch up on them. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey.
talented guy, Neil Diamond, Jerry Cherry, 822 at WRJN. Looking for 3 to 5 inches of snow today with a high near 28, 1 to 3 inches tonight, lows 15. Becoming sunny, a beautiful day tomorrow. It's all over. Highs near 19 degrees. Right now it's snowing and 25 degrees at Radio Park. It's not sticking to our sidewalk, though. I think because we had like 20 pounds of salt per square inch on our sidewalk. Hey, 39% of people in the U.S. think their boss hates them. The survey also found 12% of people have had a boss hit on them. 6% have been cursed out by their boss. And 33% have been physically attacked by their boss. I don't think I ever had a boss that ever yelled at me in all my years in radio. Yeah, I don't think anybody ever yelled at me. I've been, you know, reprimanded a few times, but they haven't yelled at me. They haven't attacked me, haven't hit on me. So, yeah, I guess I'm in good shape. It's 822 at WRJN. The Grassroots Midnight Confessions, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere WRJN on the historic AM frequency of 1400.
The sound of your footsteps telling me that you're near. Your soft gentle motion, babe, brings out a need in me that no one can hear except.
This is my midnight confession. When I tell the world that I love you. This is my midnight confession. When I tell the things that I want to.
I love you. When a little gold ring you wear on your hand makes me understand.
Tumble and fall, or the mountain.
Drifters, yeah, on his own there. Stand By Me. Also the name of that big hit movie, Stand By Me. Yeah, great song. It's 8:28, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for 3 to 5 inches of snow today with 128. An additional 1 to 3 possible tonight, lows 15. And becoming sunny tomorrow. Beautiful day. It's all over tonight at midnight with a high near 19. So the best time to shovel tonight at midnight if you want to. It's snowing right now at 25 degrees at Radio Park. You looking to meet somebody at the office? Maybe you don't want to meet somebody at the office. The most common relationships, the way they start at the office, is late nights. Also, 37% of us have dated a coworker. 33% of office romances lead to marriage. 17% involve someone who's already married. Nobody ever liked me at the office. All the places I've ever worked in my life, no. Nobody ever came on to me. Nobody liked me. That's probably good. It's 8:30 at local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Let's see what's going on this morning. Here's the latest from Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The heaviest stuff won't come down until later. Schools are closed, snow emergencies have been called, and the update this morning now has anywhere between 5 and 9 inches. The winter storm warning gets going during the day today and runs through 3 tomorrow morning. Many school districts made the decision to cancel yesterday, with the threat of a messy ride home today the reason for keeping kids at home. The National Weather Service says lake effect snow is involved, which does make forecasting difficult. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Again, Racine, Kenosha, and communities that call snow emergencies have done so. Racine and Kenosha Unified, along with many other districts, are keeping kids at home today as well. People in Racine are praying for better plowing. After facing criticism for how they handled a big snowfall in January, officials are saying they're working to improve their snow removal efforts. A statement from the city says they're increasing staffing for the storm and that they're asking for people to be patient. The city explains that main roads are prioritized and that side roads get hit after that. With this snow today, it's expected to come quick at times, so it might not be until early morning until you hear them in your neighborhood. Again, a snow emergency is in effect in Racine and Kenosha. With the long, rich history of Case High School, there aren't many firsts left. However, a team of Eagle girls this year are the first to get to a state tournament. Read all about the accomplishment for the local kids at RacineCountyEye.com. Future leaders of Racine are getting some funding. SC Johnson has awarded the Racine Family YMCA just over $100,000 in a grant to support the Young Leaders Academy. The YLA is an after-school program designed to teach leadership skills, discipline, and accountability. It's available to students in grades K through 12. There's more about that program on the Racine Family YMCA website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have some heavy snow on the way today. We could end up with 5 to 10 or more inches today through tonight, with the heaviest snow closer to the lake. Once you get west of I-41, those amounts will drop a little bit, but definitely a significant snow. 28 the high tonight, 15 tomorrow. The sun is back with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
I was dating this girl for a while. She liked animals and outdoors, and she always wanted to go camping, you know? She was, let's go camping. We'll sleep outside. I'm like, I don't want to sleep outside. That's why I work. Yeah. Give her that little nugget. I'm Italian. We don't camp. I thought we went camping one time when I was a kid, but my old man just said we were laying low.
Celebrate local news, timeless hits here at WRJN, where it's time for Odd But True. No, there was never an iPhone 2. There was the original iPhone 1, and then it went to iPhone 3G. What happened to the 2? I'm sure there's a story there somewhere we can make into a major motion picture. Whatever happened to iPhone 2? That's interesting. We're looking for 3 to 5 inches of snow today with a high near 28. 1 to 3 tonight, lows 15 by midnight. It's all over. The sun's out tomorrow with a high near 19. Right now it is snowing. It is kind of the dry stuff, so it's not with that heavy, wet snow. It's 25 degrees here at Radio Park. 99.9 FM, 98.1 in Kenosha, and everywhere. The legendary historic frequency of AM 1400.
Well, I'm going out of West where I belong. Days are short and the nights are long. Where they walk and I'm up, they twist and I'll twist, they shimmy and I'll shimmy, they fly and I'll fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out.
frisky in old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Love is all around. It's 8:41. Where am I here? 8:41. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Check out this genius. A Canadian drug dealer handed out business cards with a sample of cocaine stapled to them. It was easily tracked down, of course. Obviously, in business school, they taught him to do this. They didn't mean cocaine, but that's what he did, and he got caught. A real genius, huh? Laughter in the snow. The rain. Here's Neil Sedaka. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine.
I
was timeless hits from Neil Sedaka, one of his 70s hits, Laughter in the Rain. He still has it, huh? All right, I want to congratulate somebody here, Nick Bescher. Nick Bescher. I'm saying that right, Nick Bescher? Nick Bescher from Gurnee. Nick just is our winner of our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts Award, Prize. He'll be enjoying the Sweets, Jewelry, Flowers, Romance CD, and Herman's Hermits and Association concert tickets. I want to thank all the people that entered the contest at all our locations. I want to thank Nick Bescher, and I hope he enjoys the prizes. Courtesy of Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. What a nice gift package Nick won. Timeless hits with timeless gifts from your Valentine, the people that really love you, WRJN. All right, got something for you here. This guy, imagine spending 8 years of your life building a 23-foot model of the Eiffel Tower just using 700,000 matchsticks. He was denied a world record. He used the wrong matchsticks. Do you believe that? 845 at WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort, offering small ship experiences with a shore excursion included in every port, and programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at Viking.com.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you know a child who is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
What would I say? I would say what's on my mind.
of the Playboys. Just my style. Local news, time to sit to WRJN. It's 8:51, and just in time for Valentine's Day. Need a date? This guy used ChatGPT to talk to 5,239 women on Tinder. And it worked. He met his wife. The couple matched with each other, even though she was actually speaking with a robot on ChatGPT for the first few months of the relationship. I guess it worked out. That was fast. He spoke to 5,239 women using a robot, and nobody noticed it. He even got a wife out of the deal. It's 8:52 at WRJN. I guess she got my guy. Here's Mary Wells at WRJN.
Nothing you can take can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you can do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Nothing you can.
CCR. Have you ever seen the rain? 8:57, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early again. Drive carefully out there. Be good, okay? Don't speed. Don't do anything dopey. Be careful, because I need you back here tomorrow morning, because we're giving away another pair of tickets to the Happy Together Tour coming to State Fair August 10th. So I need you here to try to win those tickets tomorrow, okay? Dan Marcus coming up next. He'll be here till 2. Kurt Vollman at 2 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, we have got Chris Morrow. So a whole schedule of people for you today right here at WRJN. You have a great day. Again, be careful out there.
CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored